Let's find a conversation between the soul. Let's conversation between the soul and the night.
Prestige heads, and welcome to American Prestige. I'm Danny Bessner, here as always with my friend and comrade Derek Davison. And I am excited to welcome to the podcast someone I've known for 15 years, who I met in the very first week of my graduate education, Brian Pitts, my old friend Brian Pitts. Brian is the assistant director of the Latin American Institute at UCLA. And even more important, he is author of the path-breaking book, Until the Storm Passes, Politicians, Democracy, and the Demise of Brazil's Military Dictatorship. But Brian, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, and thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be with you today.
So this is going to be the first episode on the history of Brazil. Now, just warning listeners, I know very little about Brazil. I know a little bit about it, but not much. And Brian is a real expert. So forgive me as I ask basic questions. But Brian, just to, you know, let's hop right in. Let's jump into those waters and just start with, what is the colonial history of Brazil? What is the indigenous history of Brazil? And maybe fit it within the larger context of Latin America. Because my understanding is Brazil's pretty unique, you know, vis-a-vis Mexico or vis-a-vis Peru. So you could just start there and we're off to the races.
Well, I wanted to say, first of all, that like the thing that got me interested in Brazil first, when I first went there in 1999, while I was an undergraduate, was that this is a country that has so many parallels to our own, to the United States. So much of its history is so similar to ours. So many of the problems that Brazil has faced in the forms of slavery, the abolition of slavery, industrialization. You know, what is the role of this huge country going to be on the world stage? How are indigenous populations going to be treated? Exact same issues we faced in the United States, but Brazilians often have very different solutions to very similar problems. And so what's really attracted me about to Brazil from the beginning is the fact that through understanding Brazil, I can understand my own country better. And so that's certainly something that applies to the colonial period and to the initial contact between the Portuguese and the indigenous people. And there's a lot of parallels between Brazil's pre-colonial history and the United States' pre-colonial history as well. And so really by thinking about Brazil and, you know, think about, like, you know, why should Americans care about Brazil? Other than the fact that, in my opinion, it is the most fascinating place in the world. It's also because I think we understand our own country better by understanding it. So sort of some basic things to understand about Brazil's pre-colonial history is that this is very different from Mexico or from Peru, where there are these, you know, massive civilizations. When the Spanish first got to Mexico, and what was it, 1519, I think, you know, they were like country yokels showing up in New York for the first time, right? Because like what they saw in Tenochtitlan, in the Central Valley of Mexico, was like nothing they had ever seen before, as far as a really impressive civilization. And of course, when they arrived in the Andes, it was very different because this was a culture that was completely alien to their own. You know, they didn't use currency. They didn't have a writing system. And so the Spanish were just like completely like, what is this that we found? But also very respectful of the fact, like, this is a, you know, what they've done here is spectacular, like creating this fabulous civilization in a place that was really inhospitable in the high Andes Mountains. When the Portuguese arrived in Brazil, and also when the English arrived in North America, and when early Spanish explorers arrived in North America, they didn't find anything, you know, similar to that in terms of, you know, monumental architecture, or not to say they didn't find civilizations and advanced civilizations, because of course they did, but not in terms of like this monumental architecture or the sort of imperial government structure. And so generally, we'll talk about some exceptions here in a little bit, in the Amazon of all places, pre-conquest Brazil was a place that, you know, tended to have smaller indigenous populations that were widely dispersed, that supported themselves through a combination of hunting and gathering and small scale subsistence agriculture, you know, where you cut down part of the forest, burn it, and then plant your crops there. And so this is, you know, very similar to parts of North America, for example. So that's sort of one of the earliest parallels, is that the types of, certainly the civilizations are very different, the languages are nothing related, but the types of civilizations that developed in Brazil were similar in a lot of ways to what would develop in